Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good evening, good evening. This morning, God was dealing with me about my past and the things that I had to deal with and being ashamed and not telling anybody. So it had me in a place for, I don't know, man, for some years. And I mean for some long, dark years. And I finally, you know, I realized later on what the issue was, and it was the devil just wanted to kill my destiny and purpose. And so God started dealing with me, say, you know, you're a leader. And you know, how many leaders are suffering and not having anybody to talk to? And I've heard someone say on Facebook before, who does the leader talk to, or who does the deliverer talk to? You know, they don't have anybody to talk to. And so God gave me the scripture, and he gave me this deep thought of how many people truly confess their sins to each other. I mean, like, really and truly confess their sins. Not, oh, I'm going to give you a little bit of it and not tell you at all. But if you ever heard my testimony, this is just raw. I was hooked on pornography, masturbation, drugs, alcohol, lying. I was destroying my family. I was doing a whole lot of things and still trying to operate in the church, operate in your gift, and still trying to live a double life, like a double agent. It wasn't working. I was being more tormented than anything. I wasn't really talking to anybody. Some people tried to help, but I wasn't in a place where I wanted to tell everything. I wasn't in a place where I wanted to talk, because it was, a lot of it was shame. A lot of it was embarrassment. And so if you are a leader and you are in a huge congregation, small group, whatever it may be, and you're dealing with a secret sin and you're not dealing with it, what do you think the devil is going to do? He's going to expose you at some point and at some time. And what is it going to do? It's going to hurt the people that follow you, the people that are looking up to you. But here's the situation. Who are they to talk to? Most people don't want to talk to anybody because the other people are going to judge them. I didn't want to talk to anybody because I felt like they was going to judge me. They weren't really going to help. I felt like they might help. But then in the back of my mind, it's like, okay, when I leave, are they going to talk about me? Are they judging me? Are they feeling like, well, I can't help him. How am I going to help him? He can't be helped. He needs to go do it. It's that type of thing. People say they're going to do one thing, but they really don't. So God took me to James 5 and 16. And I was like, okay, God, this was during my work day. So I had to like pause and go and find a place so I can read this scripture. And it says, therefore, confess your sins to one another. Confess my sins to one another. Such and such going to talk about me? Is he going to go to his group and his friends or her friends or their friends, and they're going to talk about me behind my back? Or are they going to pray for me? I don't know. That's what a lot of leaders saying. You know, they don't know who's going to talk about. Are they going to go to another leader and confess their sins? The things that they're doing. I was hooked on pornography. I was hooked on masturbation. I was hooked on alcohol, drugs, all of these things. And these things, I wasn't going to talk to another pastor about it. I wasn't going to talk to another leader about it. I was trying to deal with it on my own. Oh, I'm gonna go and get deliverance. I got a deliverance. I don't know how many times. And I was still, I'll be good for a little while. And then I'll go right back into it, because I wasn't preparing myself for the after part. Now, it says, confess your sins one to another, your false steps, your offenses, and pray for one another. There we go. How do I know that being in my position, that if I tell you something, that you ain't gonna judge me or you gonna pray for me? Now, I can flip a coin up and it might fall heads or tails. So I'm saying, how many people that you deal with just say, oh, I'm gonna confess my sins one to another? I'm like, okay, God, when he told me to do this, he just asked me to get on Facebook and tell it all. So I confess my sins to the world because it's on worldwide web. So you can look at it. So it's like, confess your sins. But how many great leaders, how many people that's out there that are suffering? I mean, they're suffering. They're suffering in the dark. They're suffering because they have no one to talk to. They have no one to talk to. And it's hurting them. It's really and truly hurting them. But who's praying for them? You know why nobody's praying for them? Because they're not telling it. They're not confessing it. They're not saying it. Because if I'm sitting in a leading a bunch of people and I tell them, oh, I'm hooked on pornography, what are they going to say? Oh, I'm getting up out of here. I'm leaving you alone. I'm not following you anymore. Instead of saying, okay, let's gather around, let's pray. We need to pray to this. We need to get some delivery. We need to help him. We need to gather around. We need to strengthen him. We need to put some effort together and let's help our leader out. Because it says, pray for one another that you may be healed and restored. Healed and restored. God says, Gerald, every time you tell your testimony, you getting healing. Man, I'm getting healed from being molested when I was small. You know, all of these things that I had anger. I had frustrations. I misused my authority. You know, I felt like I was entitled to do what I was doing. I felt like it was my thing that I can do. I can do it. So I did it. And it was so wrong. It was so wrong. How am I going to be, you know, the devil knew that you were supposed to be a leader, but yet and still, you're going to try to lead somebody while you're perverted, while you're dealing with lust. So every time you open your mouth, perversion and lust, the devil knows exactly what you're dealing with. He's not playing with that. So now what happens? What happens when it's your time, when it's that time, and he says, I got you. I'm finna expose you because you chose to get in, do all of these things, and now you ain't want to tell it. You didn't want to expose it. It says, confess it. Confess. Because if you don't give the devil a place, we don't give the devil a place to hurt us. Well, don't give him a place. Because if you open the door and you give him a place and an opportunity to embarrass you, he will. So that keeps us right now. That keeps us in a place of bondage. Because we know that if we know scripture, we know that the devil will do it. And we're not talking about somebody that ain't saved. I ain't talking about somebody that's out there in the world. I'm talking about somebody that's saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. And well, say we're filled with the Holy Ghost, but we're living a double life. And we don't think it's going to happen. We don't think it's going to get exposed. You know how many people that are getting hurt because of it? I feel bad because I know I've hurt people. I know I've hurt people. I've hurt my family. I've hurt the people around me. It's like, what's happening? But I wasn't confessing my sins. My wife used to say, I told you when after I got caught. She'll catch me with something, but then I'll be like, all right, yeah, I tell you, I did it, yeah. I confessed my sins. She said, no, you got caught. You got caught. That's not confessing. That's not confessing. Confessing is telling it before you even get caught. Telling it before you even get exposed. Because that's what the real situation is. Nobody, if you're dealing with it, who are the leaders supposed to talk to? Who's going to help them? Who is going to help them? I tell you what, you can inbox me and we can talk. We can go through deliverance. I'll pray for you because I've been in the situation. I know what it's like. I know how it feels. I know the journey because it's not easy coming out of it. It's not easy coming out of it because you deal with so many emotional things. You deal with stuff that operates in your personality and your character. Some of the stuff you don't even know you're doing because you don't grew up with it. If you grew up as a person plain and simple, a whore. You know, you out here, you trying to holler at every girl around here, and then all of a sudden you don't never get delivered from it, and then you get in a situation where you're a leader and you see something that walks in the church that looks good, and all of a sudden your eyes go, and all of a sudden you done said something out of your mouth. But you ain't gonna think nothing of it. I ain't telling you that somebody had to tell me. I'm just telling you something that I had to deal with. Because I dealt with perversion. I dealt with lust. I dealt with these things. These things get into your eye gaze. I was dealing with pornography. So I don't even try to look at women. Keep moving. There's no situation where I know that I want to put myself in that situation again. I know what it is. I'm still right now having to delete images out of my mind. Things pop up. I'm popping up. I have to pray real fast. I need to get a scripture. I need to remember scriptures. I had to get scriptures that I can say to myself that'll get these images out of my head. I'm asking God to purge me. Purge my subconscious because I got these things into my eye gates, into my ears, moaning sounds, all of these things that happen. And then all of a sudden you get into a place and your gift, it's a gift. It's a gift. But we talking about power. So as we get down in that scripture, and this I'm reading out of the Amplified version. My wife loves Amplified, so I'm leaving out the Amplified. And it says, that you may be healed and restored. The heartfelt, persistent prayer of the righteous man. Come on, we gotta find a person that's righteous, that's in right standing with God. I'm talking about right standings. So I ain't talking about somebody that's saying it, but in the right standings with God. I'm talking to every PPK. If you a man and you married and you claim that you are saved, then you a priest, prophet, and king. You gotta be righteous to be that. You have to walk in righteousness. You can't walk in anything else. I'm sorry. There's no gray area. There's no straddling the line. God doesn't deal with lukewarm at all. You either gonna be hot or you gonna be cold. You choose. You get to choose which one you gonna do. Because I remember God telling me, you choose, Gerald, which one you want, life or death. Man, I chose life. So life took me back down the journey, back down the road that I had to go through. I went down that road. They had to turn around and go back through that road. But I understand. There's men that's out here that's suffering because they ain't talking to nobody. And even know why they don't want to talk to nobody? Pride, one. Shame, two. Embarrassment, three. Hurt, anger, frustration, depression. All of those things add up, and all of a sudden now you got a man that's shut down. He's muffled. He's not talking. He's not saying anything. He won't talk about any of those sins. He won't talk about any of those things that is hurting him. So we're looking for somebody that's righteous, a righteous man, a believer who accomplished much. When he puts into action and made effective by God, it is dynamic and can have tremendous power. Man, listen, a righteous man, I'm talking about PPKs coming together, praying for each other, praying for iron sharpens iron. Do you know the tremendous power that it has when men pray for men, when men pray over men, when you can come to a man and confess your sin and he is righteous and he's standing before you and will not judge you? He will say, man, I'm praying for you and I'm going to pray a heartfelt prayer because I want God to be effective in this. I want God to have an effective
power in what I'm praying. Because this ain't about just praying a prayer and then go and say, man, you know what he dealing with? No, this is a prayer and you keep praying for him. You keep interceding for him. You keep standing in a gap for him because they need it. They need strength. They need help. They need healing. They need somebody. I mean somebody that will stand in the gap. Somebody that will give a helping hand. Somebody. This ain't a joke. This ain't even a game. I'm like, God, what is this you want me to do? Why am I doing? Because I called you for this, Gerald. I called you to the men. Okay, here I am. Yes, I've come out a whole lot. Yes, I got a lot of battle wounds. Yes, my armor got a lot of dents in it. Yes, I've had a hard time and I had a hard fight and I still got to fight. I ain't there yet and I ain't gonna never be there. All I know is God says, boy, I just need you to keep going. I need you to be consistent in this. So every day that I wake up, I got to pray harder. I got to intercede harder. I pray for men. I pray for their families. I pray for their destiny. I pray for their purpose in life. I pray that no hurt, harm, or danger come nigh to them. I pray for that. He called me to mend, so I don't take this thing lightly. I don't take this thing for a joke. Now, if you ain't serious about being who you are and who God has called for you to be, then you will have to reap the repercussions for that. That ain't on me. All I'm knowing is I'm going to stand in the gap that God gives you the wisdom and understand that you should be able to confess your sins to somebody. You got to find somebody. You can't hold that thing in. The devil is waiting to expose you. The devil is waiting to put you on a chopping block and to have you sitting there all chopped up. He's waiting. I'm not lying. He is waiting. So he gonna wait for that opportune time. You gonna think that I'm getting blessed, and all of a sudden he gonna pull the rug from under you, and all of a sudden you're gonna be exposed. And then once you get exposed, it ain't you. It's the people that look up to you. It's the people that's following you. It's the people that you supposed to help. It's never been about us. God told me, he said, Jerry, it was never about you. It's about the people you supposed to help. It's about the men you supposed to help. It's about the men that you supposed to lead. Man, you are a leader of leaders. Okay. I ain't understand that at the beginning. I didn't understand that. I took that like, oh yeah, here go my pride popping in. Yeah, I'm finna preach. I'm finna teach. I'm finna do all of that. Man, please. My wife hit me with something. She was like, listen, I give all this away because you are not about to get us into a place and the devil expose us and embarrass us because you want to live a double life. Entitlement says, I can do that. I can do that. I can preach. I can teach. I can do all that because I got a gift. I got charisma. I can do that. But I ain't have no power. And God wasn't dealing with, he wasn't having that. He wasn't giving me no opportunity. And then I started getting frustrated. Then I started getting mad. I got mad at the whole church. I got mad at my apostle. Hey, Apostle Evan, I apologize, man. I apologize. You was only doing what you knew, what the right thing to do. You wasn't going to put me out there. I appreciate that. I ain't appreciate it at the beginning or at the before, but I appreciate it now. So I give you an open apology. I apologize, and I thank you for treating me the way you treated me to get me to this place where I am right now. Thank you very much. Now, I just want to help men. I want to help men get to the place. I don't want you to be bound anymore. I don't want you to sit in a cage anymore. I don't want you to be muffled. I don't want you to sit back and be embarrassed and being tormented. You being tormented by pornography. You sitting there watching pornography in the dark. You sitting there watching pornography in your car because now you don't want to go into the house because, you know, your wife might see it. Then before, listen what I'm telling you now, because that stuff starts rolling because now you getting other thoughts. Now you have an intercourse with your spouse, but your mind is on the images that you have just seen. You know what I mean? So I remember one day God said, I was driving and I saw an abortion clinic, right? And I was like, oh, what are they doing? Man, I'm getting all mad. God said, then why are you getting mad at them? When you go over there and masturbate and you spill my seed all over the ground. You spill my seed all in the toilet. What are you thinking about? What are you doing? Why you ain't getting mad at yourself? You see how mad I'm getting at myself? Because I did that. And I have to apologize and I have to pay for that. I have to pay for that. I am me. I got to be responsible for me. But now God is saying, I don't need you to help me. I need you to go out and do what I asked you to do. Then this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. This is not about me. This is not about me. This is about helping men come out of this bondage, this lust, this perversion, and you trying to straddle the fence. It's not going to work. Stop before you get exposed and everyone around you get hurt, because they're going to be embarrassed because they're feeling like my leader was lying. My leader was doing this. My leader was doing that. I didn't even really want to do this. God, I didn't want to get on this Facebook Live and say this. This is not what I wanted to do. But once again, it's about men being deceived. You scales over your eyes. You know, I pray for the scales to be removed, because now you're not even seeing what God sees. You only see what you see, and you think that that's lovely. But I'm telling you, hey, there's a wage for that sin. There is a wage for it. You act like that Bible didn't say it and it's just in there to be in there, but there's a wage for that sin. Now, how do you want, do you really want to pay the wages of that sin by keep doing what you're doing? Come on. Because God judges the house first. He's going to deal with the people in the street, but he's judging the house first. The house, that means the church. He's going to deal with us first. So let's get it right, men. Let's get it right. If you're a father and you're a husband, let's get this thing right. And I keep saying priest PPK. That's priest, prophet, and king. If you as a priest, that means you going to God for your family. How often do you go to God for your family? As a prophet, how often do you prophesy God's word over your family? As a king, how often are you ruling over your home like God say rule over the home? I'm just saying. That's how I have to live my life now. I don't know about everybody else, but that's how I have to live my life. Because he said, I need you to walk in right standings with me. And that's my right standings. That's what he chose for me. I don't know what he chose for you. I don't even know if you're talking to God. But I'm going to need you to, I'm going to need everybody to just stop. Wherever you are, if you in sin or you not in sin, but just stop. If you in right standings with God, then get on your knees and start praying for the ones that are not. If you get on your knees and start praying, God starts showing you the ones that are not. And the ones that are not, God will help you if you just confess your sins one to another. Don't worry about being embarrassed, because the devil going to embarrass you worse than you opening your mouth and saying it. Because if you open your mouth and say it, then he ain't got nothing on you. He can't embarrass you. That's why he told me to get on Facebook and just tell it all. So I told it all. I don't care. I don't care who going to judge me. I don't care who going to say something about me. That doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. What matters is that families are restored. Husbands are back in their rightful places. That's all that matters to me. That's it. That's it. I don't want the devil to destroy. I don't want the devil to destroy any more men. I don't want them to use perversion. I don't want them to use lust. I don't want them to use drugs. I don't want them to use alcohol. I don't want them to use religion. I don't want them to use anything that'll cause a man to fall out of his place with God. I don't want that. I don't want that. So I told God, if this is my mandate, so be it. I'll do it. I'm in it. God, I'm in it. I'm all in. So this is my introduction into everybody that's on Facebook, everybody that follow me, everybody that follow Jim, everybody that follow Gerald or even heard of me. All I'm telling you now is my mandate is to help men come out of their bondage. My mandate is to help men come out of their bondage so that they can be in the rightful place, right standings with God. That's it. I pray that leaders, that if you are a leader and you stuck in a place of bondage or stuck in a place of hurt, rejection, rebellion, stubbornness, disappointment, whatever it may be that you're stuck in, please reach out and get some help. Because I don't want the devil to expose you. I don't want to get look on the news. I don't want to look on Facebook. I don't want to look on any kind of social media and see somebody getting exposed because they didn't want to confess a sin that they were secretly doing and didn't want to talk about it or didn't want to get help about it, get help for it. Because it's too many of us falling away. It's too many of us getting hurt. It's too many of us getting disappointment. And I don't want that. I'm sorry. This is not that. So I'm just saying, I pray that James 5:16, and that can go for anybody. That can go for women, all. Pray for wives. Just pray for them. Pray for them. Pray that God reveals who they really are to them, that they'll no longer be deceived, no longer be bewitched, no longer be delusional. Because I was delusional. I was in a place that I just didn't know. I thought I was okay. I thought I was really okay. I thought I was okay. I thought I was, I wasn't that bad. But as years went along, I was worse off than I thought. And then when I sit back and I look at it, I sit back and I think about it, I wasn't in a good place. I was not in a good place. It was horrible. So I had to get delivered, stay delivered, get word in me. I had to start listening to different ministries. I had to start reading. I was living out of Apostle Eckhart's Routing Demons book. I was living out of that. Because I had to start getting scripture, started getting word, just reading it, and letting it get into my memory bank, start deleting stuff out. And then when I wasn't reading, I had to listen to messages, listen to the word. I was listening to Derek Prince and listening to some of his messages, his teachings. Then I started getting filled back up. Then I was able to, I had something to fight with. When you sit in there trying to fight and you ain't got nothing to fight with, you just getting beat up. Then you get weary. Then you get tired. Then you be like, man, this is too much. And then you go back and do what you did. I'm not telling you something that somebody had to tell me. I'm telling you something that I did. So that's why it took me over 10 years to get to a place of consistent walking in the right standing with God. And I still have to work on that today. It's not something that I just did then. I still have to work on that. I still have to read sometimes the Apostle Eckhart's book. I still have to read the word. I still have to listen to scriptures. I still have to do things to fill myself back up. Because the devil is trying to kill me. He want to kill me. Because I got a mandate to do what I got to do. To deal with men. If he can kill me, then he can kill what I got to do with other men. I got places and things to do. If he kills me, then how can I do it? So if you are a male and you are a man and you are a godly man, you are a PPK man, you got to know that there's an all out assault on you. Just look at the families. Look at America. Look at families. What's the missing ingredient? The missing link, man. Men. I'm sorry. It's men. It's men. So now, if we can get men back into their rightful place, into the homes, not running away, not abandoning what God has called for you to do. If you created this family, God put you in this family. He ain't put you in here for you to run away from it. Because I'm telling you, you see, somebody just got mad. But I'm just telling you what I did. I did that. I ran away. I was trying to run away from my responsibilities. I was trying to run away from my responsibilities as a husband, as a father, as a man. I just wanted to live my life. But that wasn't what God called for me to do. He called for me to be in the right place with the right woman to do the right thing. And I had to come all the way back and do it the right way. Was it easy? No. But I had to do it. I had to do it. So if there's anything you can get out of this, anything, please, men, get in your rightful place. Let's do the right thing. If there's anything, you hurting, you need someone to talk to, man, inbox me. I'll pray for you. I ain't got to tell nobody nothing, because I don't tell nobody my stuff anyway. Me and my wife do online counseling.
and everything that we do is confidential. So if you a leader or you're just a man and you need some help, you want to talk to somebody, you want to bounce some stuff off, you want to confess, I just pray for you. You ain't got to talk. I just pray for you. Just pray for you, because I don't want you to feel like, man, I ain't got nobody to talk to. So here it goes. Inbox me, Gerald Benton. You can inbox me on Messenger or however it is that you do it. But you can inbox me and I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you. I ain't going to talk about you. I ain't going to judge you. I ain't going to look at you funny. I'll pray for you. And thank you, Angel. And you can go to our websites, GeraldandYvette.com, and you can look at some of the messages. You go to the videos and listen to some of the messages. What we do is transparent. So I'm just being real. I just want to be able to help. And so whatever I can do to help you, I'll do to help you, because I want families restored. I want to see men back in their rightful place. I want to see all men operating in the PPK, priest, prophet, and king of their homes. That's all I want to see. I don't want nothing else. We ain't playing. We ain't trying to be false about what we doing or how we doing it. I want all men to just be real. Let's just be real about this. Let's be real about this. So if you need some help and you're a male, you cannot say that nobody reached out. I'm reaching out on the World Wide Web, internet, whatever you want to call it. I'm doing it now. I battle it all day, but I'm like, God, okay, I will do it. So here it is. If you need help and you are a male, you are a leader, you're a pastor, you're a bishop, you're an apostle, whatever your title is, if you need help and you are struggling and you're not telling anybody, you're not talking to anybody, no, you don't know me, but I'm just telling you, I'm going to be here for whoever needs me. So I pray that, you know, nobody got offended. I pray that this helps someone. I pray that lives, men's lives, will be different if they hear this. Because they can't say, man, nobody ain't never reach out to help me. I'm reaching out. Here's my hands. I'm reaching out. I want to help. So I pray that this helps somebody, because I just want to do what God says do. So once again, y'all be blessed. Y'all have a good evening. Wives, pray for your husbands. Don't talk about them. Pray for them, because there's some power in you praying for them. I pray for them. I ask God to give you the words to pray for them, because it works. I know men get stubborn. I know we are some stubborn people. And sometimes it looks like things ain't going to work out. But I'm telling you, you let God be God and let God do what he does. I am the living example of it. So keep fighting. Keep praying, keep pressing, and keep doing it. All right? Y'all be blessed, and please pray for one another. Amen? Be blessed.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies, with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine positions as heads of the family God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.